Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Brownskin Speaks Radio. I am your host for this morning, Tuesday, February 8th, and I go by the name Brownskin. Today kicks off my Black History Month series, where I highlight various issues going on in the black community, but also spotlight men and women of color in the arts, media, and entertainment industries, to name a few. With her first love being music, Sophia Dawson didn't fathom art as a talent she initially wanted to pursue. Attending LaGuardia's High School of Music and Performing Arts allowed her to nurture her newfound talent of painting. Her work has been featured at the Black Panther Party Film Festival, Prospect Park in Brooklyn, and she created a clientele in various cities, including San Francisco and Philadelphia. When I look at her paintings, I see life, I see me, I see a woman who knows how to express what's going on in the world with no apologies. I welcome I Am Resting, Ms. Sophia Dawson. Hi, lady. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
No, not a problem. So I was very taken back by your story, and your portfolio is amazing. But you started off pursuing music first, playing the clarinet. How and when did that turn into painting?
I was playing the clarinet when I was in junior high school, and I was very committed to it. And when it came to be time to choose a high school to go to, I really wanted to go to LaGuardia High School for performing arts. And so since I was so desperate to get into that school, I auditioned for 3 different majors. I wanted to go for instrumental, but I auditioned for music, drama, and art. And I got rejected for both music and drama, and I only got accepted for art. And that's basically when I kind of put the clarinet down after that and started painting.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you're only 22, right?
Yes, I'll be 23 on the 25th of this month.
Oh, okay. Happy early birthday. And
you.
The reason why I highlighted your age is because your work speaks volumes. Where did your influences come from some of your paintings?
When I originally started painting, I was just trying to discover, like, my style and what was it that I was able to do and create. And with that being said, I ended up just using the people that were around me. I painted their portraits. I started off with myself and my dad and then, like, my brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, as time went on, it just was more and more people to paint. But behind every person, there was a different story. And I feel like that's what comes out in the work more than anything.
Oh, I like that. Okay. So, I mean, for instance, I had what I had put on my blog was the woman by the river, and, you know, from that picture to the picture of the alleyway, I was just like, wow.
Right.
Wow. I mean, I can see there's a story behind it, but it was just kind of like, what is going on in her head when she's painting this? Like, what's coming out? And it really, really shows. I mean, how would you describe your style then?
What's coming out? Pain is coming out. No, I feel like the struggle, my struggle as a woman and as a black woman, and our struggle as a people, and the struggle that I see my family go through and friends go through and members of my church go through, I feel like all of that gets put into the work, and it ends up coming out no matter what portrait gets done. The alleyway was an alleyway that I passed. Actually, I work at the job that I used to volunteer at when I was a teenager, and I used to pass the alleyway every time going to this place and just seeing, I don't know, it's that I got drawn into that vacant lot, and I don't know, it said a lot about a lot of areas that I pass on a daily basis, and, you know, when will those areas become uplifted and become something better than what they are?
Yeah. So, we met at the Black Panther Party Film Festival, which
was
amazing.
Right, even though I feel like I know you from somewhere, I can't figure it out yet.
We connected instantly. Describe, you know, how did you connect with them? And then describe some of the paintings that you had on display.
How did I connect with the festival in general?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. How did this start? Okay, so back in March, I saw a documentary on the Black Panthers in my Black History class. And promise you, before that documentary, I knew nothing about that movement, and I was stuck for about 2 weeks straight.
Yeah.
I just couldn't believe that I didn't know about this. I couldn't believe that
right. So
many of my peers didn't know about it. I couldn't believe that it was something that had never been spoken about, like, in my life, in 22 years of life. And I started making the paintings, like, about that fact, about the fact that here are these amazing individuals, and here is the lack of the story, you know, not being told. And in the midst of that, I think I had only created maybe 3 paintings at the time. I went to an art show at the Breck Forum, which is a really great politically conscious place in the city. And basically, between talking to the artists that were showing at that show, I found out that there was a former Black Panther in the room. I went up to him and introduced myself, and I kind of freaked him out because he thought I was like FBI or something. But long story short, I showed him my work, and he actually commissioned me to do a painting of him and his daughter.
Yeah.
Okay. He commissioned me to do a painting of him and his daughter, and I guess between those conversations, you know, I let him know about the new work that I was making. And when the festival came about, he told me 2 months in advance, he was like, hey, there's a Black Panther Film Festival coming to New York. I want you to come. And then I want you to come turn this. I want you to show your work. And then, like, I just had to do all the footwork and make it happen. But through doing that festival, I met so many great people. And it really became more about the movement than the work. That's the first show that I really kind of forgot that I had my art in the show because I was learning so much just being there.
I was going to ask you, I mean, what was that experience like for you prior to you even knowing anything about them to being commissioned to do work and then being amongst the Panthers in the room? Because I know for me, the energy of just being amongst fellow Panthers was, I don't even know how to describe it. It's indescribable. Like, what did that do for you?
I guess it really brought things back to reality for me because...
Mm.
You know, here I was, never knew anything about the Panthers a few months ago. And then, you know, getting introduced to them via documentary and then doing all the studying I could do. From the time I saw that documentary, I just kept reading and pulling up articles and printing out pictures. And then to see the Panthers, like where they're at now, both through the documentaries and through the people that were in the room, it just brought everything up to date for me and made me realize that, you know, this is a continuous struggle. The struggle hasn't ended, and I could still be a part of making a change. So I was really moved in that way.
How do you think? How has your work been received from others? Like you call yourself you know a visual artist and an activist. So your work in a sense is telling story. Our story, our struggle, but even our joy, and how has that been received from others and in the community overall?
Well, from the time I started painting, I was working in my garage with the door open, so everybody that passed by was somehow moved. And I guess realizing that my work was able to move other people, my professors at school, I just graduated from college, from SVA, and my professor would say, you know, you paint for therapeutic reasons, meaning, like, I paint because it helps me feel good. It's my way of dealing with the situation. But it goes beyond that because it makes me feel good, but it's also something other people can relate to, and other people can be inspired by or motivated by or just moved by. A lot of people see my pieces, and they tell me the story before I open my mouth. So, that means a lot to me that I'm able to connect with other people through my art.
I was going to say, I mean, just looking at your portfolio, you know, on the website, sophiasgallery.com, I just wanted to share this with everybody. I was like, I have to at least put one picture for people to really see what she does, has done, is capable of doing.
Right.
But, I mean,
I have to update that website. But it's all good. You can share it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, girl, you have a lot of stuff in that gallery like that people can see. Are people able to purchase that stuff, or is that kind of like stuff that you can put up there?
Some of the stuff that's up there I still have. I'd say like 40% of the stuff that's up there, 50% I still have in my possession. They are for sale. But I don't know if I would ever bring them to a show because I feel like my work has changed so much. But that's another thing I'm learning is that with time, even though I'm growing, I still have to give other people who haven't had a chance to experience like my older work a chance to experience it, period. So it's a little bit strange because I'm starting to move into another area, but you know, as long as somebody can appreciate it, I don't have a problem with them looking at it or wanting to purchase it.
No, I mean, well, you've been nurturing this talent, obviously. You know, where do you see room for improvement, and how have you seen yourself grow?
Well, I definitely want. I feel like I've been. How do you say it? I'm like I'm rusty because I haven't painted in about maybe 2 months.
Okay.
So. It always feels like when I have this period when I don't paint, like, first thing first is that I need to just, you know, get back on the craft and practice, get my fingers warmed back up. But I would like to become a painter who's able to, how do you explain how I want to improve? I just want to grow as a painter. I feel like there were certain things that came so naturally for me that I have no choice but to get better at it because if that's what comes naturally, what's going to happen when I actually start spending time on the craft and practicing. Like everybody else does with their own talent. So it's just a matter of continuing to work and with the continuation of making work, I'll continue to grow as an artist as well. What else do I want to do? There's a whole bunch that I want to do, but...
Be ambitious. Why not? The world is yours. No, you know, I am wet paint. I am wet paint. That says a lot. But why that moniker for you?
Well, wet paint is something that basically since I started painting, I've always went to school in the city and lived in Brooklyn, and I spent a lot of time on the train. And once I started painting, those wet paint signs started standing out to me a lot more. And the story behind wet paint is just the fact that myself first, but also my sisters and also my people and also people of a struggle in general and communities of struggle, they're still developing, they're still continuing to grow. There's still hope for change. So that's my way of saying the paint is still wet. And wet paint kind of covers all the work that I'm making. It's kind of under that category. Even if it's about different stories, it could be about me, it could be about the Panthers, but it's still wet paint. It's still room for change and room for growth and room for improving. So that's kind of what wet paint stands for.
I like that. I do. Well, how have you been celebrating Black History Month? Have you, you know, what have you been doing? Have you been commissioned to do anything, you know, for anybody in celebration of this month?
Have I been commissioned to do anything for anybody for what? One more time.
For this month, for Black History Month. Yeah, for celebration of Black History Month.
Oh. Have
you all, like, you know, maybe
I just did a, I didn't do any commissions, but I did a group show. It opened on February 3rd. It closes on March 3rd. It's at the Fresh Forum, located at 451 West Street, between Bank and Bethune. And basically the show is entitled Ladies First, and it's an all-black female artist show celebrating black history and women's history in general. And it's pretty powerful. I don't have Black Panther paintings in that show. I have some portraits that I, self-portraits of myself when I was pregnant, and it's pretty moving work that's in that show. And then there's another show coming up called Liberations, and that's going to open in Jamaica, Queens on February 17th. So I'm working on getting the work over to that show right now.
Okay. Well, I'm going to send you an email. I would love for you to send me the information for this. so I can look it up and really blog about it. I really want to attend as well.
Okay, you said what's my email?
No, I said I'm going to email you after, and
okay,
so I can get the information, because those that sounds really interesting. I like the
I'm gonna have it posted up on my Facebook.
Okay.
And I'll be tweeting it like crazy. But the show that's up right now is really powerful. I suggest you go see that. I'll put it up or just link me up.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, definitely do that. I'll definitely do that. Now, where does Sophia see herself in the next 3 years? What are you getting into next?
Okay, 3 years. Got that. 3 years. Okay, so in the fall, I'm going to be attending either NYU or Pratt for my master's.
Okay.
For arts administration, and
nice.
Basically want to open, right now I'm calling it a non-profit business, but it could turn into something else, it could turn into a for-profit business, but basically it's going to revolve around giving the youth that are in areas where, you know, they're having a lot of budget cuts right now, so the art is the first thing they take out of the school, and I want to tackle those areas, teens in those areas, and help them to deal with the issues they face in life by creating art in this outside of school sector that I want to create for them. So basically to learn how to do that, I'm going to go to school 3 years and figure it out, because I don't really have, I have some experience with business, but I want to do it right. So that would be a 3 year thing, finish school and start the business, or be in school and start the business and implement it once I graduate, something like that along those lines.
Mm. Well, I wish you well on that. Congrats. Oh, my goodness. I can't wait. How can people, you know, purchase or hire you to work on some process?
Just email me. You know, my email is iamwetpaint@gmail.com. It's spelled the same way you say it. I'm working part-time, and then part-time is going towards studio, and full-time is going towards raising my son. So, you know, I'm sure with every project there's a way to make it happen. So if anybody contacts me with something interesting, I'll definitely reach out to them and see if we can make something work.
I can dig that. And then how can they find you online and keep up with what you're doing? I know you said you're on Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter. Twitter is iamwetpaint. On Facebook, you could just search my name, Sophia, and I pop right up. And, I'm more than likely I'm going to get back to you within a week of you contacting me. So don't be afraid to reach out.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Thank you so much, Sophia, for joining me this morning. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And no problem. Yeah, so... make sure you email me the link so I can blast it on my blog and support it.
Yeah, and definitely keep me up on your blog. I want to start looking into blogs. I'm kind of like, you know, stay away from the computer, but I realize that it's a really great tool to pull people.
Oh, no, we got disconnected. I got to say thank you to my guest, Sophia Dodson, and to the listeners. So you can catch this episode and other archive shows on brownskin.com, spelled BRNSKN, and also podcasting on iTunes. Make sure you tune in tomorrow morning as I sit down with jewelry designer Eki of Eki's Famous and listen all this month for my Black History Month series. Until next time, Brown Skin Speaks.